Bloomberg Surveillance with Michael McKee and Tom Keane. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Jerry Webman, who is the chief economist at Oppenheimer Funds. Jerry, it's kind of funny that we see this reaction, even though in the jobs report, we saw the unemployment rate fall to 6.7%, just above the Fed's 6.5% threshold.
Yeah, funny is one word for it. I wish we would just stop talking about this headline unemployment ratio, because it's so confusing. And every time you talk about it, you have to start saying yes, but, and no, well, participation. It's not a very useful number to look at. I was annoyed with the Fed, much as I've actually been an admirer of a lot of what they've done. Why did they get us focused on this number that they know is not a particularly good indicator of what's going on in the labor market?
Well, they set it up as forward guidance, as a tool to push interest rates lower, long-term interest rates in particular. Is that tool dead in terms of its effectiveness now?
Well, I would have rather see it isn't, because the Fed continues to say, you know, whatever, even once the employment market gets a little better, we're going to keep rates on hold for some period of time. Better, they would have said, you know, once we're creating, 250,000 jobs a month instead of, I won't say the D word here that you just so you won't ring your bell, but if we tied it to how many jobs we're creating rather than this confusing ratio, then I think they would have said the same thing. They would have had a more useful way of talking to us about what their intentions are. But we get it.
Right.
We understand what they're saying.
You know, everybody, Martin Feldstein, a bit optimistic on the economy. This morning, Jan Hatzius in London with Goldman Sachs, more optimistic on the economy. Everybody's on board, Jerry Webman. Where's the investment? What part of investment improvement is there going to be if we actually get a decent economy?
Well, I think two things have lagged. One, we've talked about, which is employment. The other thing that's lagged is, of course, capital investment. So, is it possible that if the economy continues to improve, and I agree with them that it's likely to do that, and the global economy, trade in particular, bottoms, begins to improve a little bit, then capital goods could be a place where we see some pretty good growth during 2014, because we've had such a lag in investments. The stock market has punished companies that have added plant equipment software. So that could be an area in which we see some strength if the economy does what we expect it to do this year.
Well, companies that add software, many of them are just reacting to the idea that it is better to buy another program from Microsoft than to hire an employee. Are we in danger that as the economy picks up, hiring really doesn't?
It's going to be spotty. It's going to take some particular skills. But I need somebody to install that new Microsoft, whatever piece of software it is, or whatever new app I'm developing to actually be able to speak to my customers, whether my customers are consumers or my customers are other businesses. I need somebody to design that app for me. On the other extreme, I need roughnecks who know how to drill for oil. So there are specific skills that the economy wants. Healthcare remains a strength as well. So it's not automation is something I've been hearing about for 50 years now. Mm-hmm. And automation typically has created more jobs than it's destroyed, but it creates different jobs. And we got to be ready for that.
Jerry, one of the backstories here of the last week, and I'm reading cover to cover, folks, the McKinsey report on the microeconomics of QE. They gently state in their executive summary to that report that they can't find much evidence of QE affecting the equity markets. Boy, have they had some responses to that saying, no, you're wrong. How much, in Jerry Webman's review, and working for Oppenheimer Funds, which covers a lot of equity management, yep, can you say that Chairman Bernanke and now Chairman Yellen have at least dampened the trend in equities, if not lifted the trend in equities due to QE?
Well, I read that McKinsey report also, and I followed some of the quantitative stuff they tried to do to suggest that QE didn't affect the equity markets. But, you know, Tom, it's sort of a bizarre thing to say, because what is the equity market doing? The equity market is forecasting future earnings. Future earnings are going to be somewhat dependent on future economic growth. So if QE affected, kept us from a deep depression, gave us a little more economic growth, which gave at least some people a little more in the way of earnings, then it affected the stock market. So it may not be a first-order effect that people said, oh, gosh, you know, I can't get anything in my bank account, I better go buy some stocks. Maybe people didn't make that exact jump, and you can't show that quantitatively. But to say that it had no effect on financial markets is to say that it didn't affect the real economy, and I don't think you could sustain that point.
That would be a pretty hard, point to make. But one of the things that comes through in the minutes of the last two meetings is a sort of a feeling that maybe it's run its course. It is accomplished what it can accomplish. Would you agree that with that idea that you're not going to get that much extra bang for the buck out of it?
Well, you know, our financial system is in reasonably good shape. Remember, where this all starts in late 08, early 09, is to keep from a further monetary contraction. You know, we Chicago types talk about, you know, economic downturns as monetary contractions, not as output reductions. So they stopped that. They hit it again a couple of times in different ways. I think those things were effective. But once the financial system is up and running, you've got a little bit of growth in the economy. Monetary policy becomes just less important. Policy becomes less important.
Right.
And what the real economy does is what really matters. And I say thank goodness for that.
And I want to rip up the script right now, folks. A week from now, I'll be in Zurich, and the first Davos question
we've already warned
of the season. You've
Europe,
warned people as well. Very good. The theme is the reshaping of the world. They always have, the World Economic Forum always has these huge, sprawling themes, which never turn out to be the point of discussion. Profound political, economic, et cetera, et cetera. Jerry Webman, I'm calling it Davos Profound. Because they're trying to look at views from 35,000 feet, particularly over the weekend, seeing the Basel Accords collapse as the banks say, no, we're not going to do it. Are there profound changes going on, or is it just business as usual as we revert back after the crisis to 2005, 2006?
Well, it won't be the same as 2005, 2006. For one thing, we have very slow growth of private sector leverage in this economy and other economies. And, you know, that's one of the reasons the banks are pushing back against Basel, is in order to get some increase in their lending business, or the ability to increase their lending business. So, and they were, you know, it's always going to be, you know, it's always a new day and it's always a new environment. But some of the things are familiar. We are in the familiar, stages of coming out of a severe economic and financial shock and you know, suppressed animal spirits and all the kinds of stuff we've been talking about. Yeah, things will be different. Technology is different. Globalization is at a different stage. The emerging markets are playing a different role in this cycle. So, sure, plenty of stuff is going to be different. The world's always changing shape. But, you know, if you got to run a conference every year, you got to have some great.
You got to have a theme. Jerry Webman, thank you so much.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.